Greetings, podcast friends. It's Liz Berg back here after a very short absence this time. And I wanted to bring you another episode of the podcast prior to the Christmas holiday for any of you observing, recognizing, or I guess consciously objecting to or ignoring. I've got a few. I tend to not be in the Christmas spirit very often, so I apologize. But I think I've got a few fun tracks that are Christmas themed in this podcast, which is not overwhelmingly Christmassy. I think there are maybe two tracks out of the whole mix today that give a nod to the Christmas holiday. But I did want to share them with you before the Christmas holiday, just in case you're observing. We're going to start out with the first Christmas theme track, which is a really crazy piece that Cheyenne tipped me off to. It's on SoundCloud. The artist is called Grinchy, and the song is The Chaos Carol. And I think they took like the top 50 or 100 most popular Christmas songs and played them all at once. And this track is the result of all of those Christmas songs being played at once. It sounds like a beautiful, horrible, frightening cacophony, and I just love it. So we're going to start out the podcast with that. It'll get a little crazy, a little spacey, a little rappy, and we're even going to visit some ponies in space. So hope you enjoy the mix today. I'll be back at the end to let you know a little bit more about the music. Enjoy.
Thank you. I went Christmas shopping at the dollar store, 'cause I had a long list of holiday chores. Those sleigh bells jingled as I walked through the door. I saw trash and tinsel all over the floor. I saw stressed out husbands with stressed out wives. I saw mothers with children with tears in their eyes. They were crying out, screaming, "Mother, I want this," as they would be reminded of the naughty list. Then I saw a grandmother, she was frail and gray. As she walked down the aisle, she shoved me out of the way. I saw the same knuckleheads from up the street as they ripped through the store like savage beasts. I saw a dude with a bottle, he was acting hard, getting thrown out of the store by the security guard. I saw people grabbing almost anything as a gift so they could say they were finished and cross it off of the list. I saw two ladies fighting in aisle three, and that's when I said, "That's enough for me." I took all of my items, I threw them down on the floor. Without saying a word, I walked out the front door. When I got to the corner, I looked back once more, shook my hand and said, "That was like fighting a war. Man, I should have known better." And then I swore to never go shopping at the dollar store for Christmas.
Ponies in space. it's just vampires getting far too much love to the detriment of other groups of undead. Those elitist bastards skulking in their castles, sleeping in their velvet cushioned coffins, shunning daylight in the mansions like they had something to hide.
Shoot on the screen. deception and deceit and twisted language corrupt societies.
Thank you. entire institution at various dimensions.
A deep think like this. What do these human instincts do they do?
What should the look of the
sharing feelings, perspective. The message is to recognize that the linear story is not necessarily linear. A familiar story might sound comfortable, and our brains might proxy that story for a meaning.
So that you have to stick to it.
Right.
Thank you.
Berg back here with you to tell you what you heard in the mix today on this podcast episode, this pre-Christmas podcast episode. Actually, the overriding theme is excerpts from very long pieces. My short attention span kicking in this time. PC3 at the end of the set today with Walking the Wall, an excerpt from a very long piece called Walking the Wall, and yeah, really enjoyed that. It's quite pretty, available for you on the Free Music Archive. We heard Portrayal before that with Out of Light, another lovely piece from an album called To the Black Sea. Beauchamp gave us 13 Glorieux Pop from the Danse Contemporaine Librairie album, newly added to the Free Music Archive. We heard another excerpt from a longer piece. This one, heard quite a bit of it, but still the piece goes on, and it's so great. It's by Will Austin and Jason J. Gillingham. It's called Learning to Ask Our Liberation, Acknowledging Our Shadows. And that was the collage-y piece that, I don't know, I kept wanting more. I hope you did too. And if you do want more of that piece, you can snag it for free on the Free Music Archive. We heard a little novelty song from Astro Metrix called Vampires Suck, Zombies Rule from their album Life on Earth. That was coming out of V. Nessie, Ponies in Space. Yeah, another ridiculous song. I know, I couldn't resist it. It was a fun electronic piece, and it's from their album Hyperland. We heard Analog Brain with Vacation Trap from the single Entendre album. Donnie Ozone gave us Christmas Shopping at the Dollar Store, brand new hip-hop track from the Christmas Split. We heard Horse Lords from an excerpt of their great live set on WFMU that actually happened earlier this year, this summer, when Donna was filling in with her great Gateway to Joy program. And you can snag the whole Horse Lords set on the Free Music Archive. We heard Vanity with a punk song called Yeah, Sure, Why Not? That was performed live here at WFMU on Hello Children with Faye pretty recently. Brown Piss gave us Maggot Shack, a really fun, crazy noise piece that was coming out of the Christmas Chaos Carol by Grinchy. The Chaos Carol, all of the Christmas songs played at the same time for your enjoyment or horror. And that's how we celebrate Christmas on the Liz Berg podcast. Hope it's not too dysfunctional for you. Or maybe it hits the tone just right for you. In any case, if you're celebrating or not, I wish you a great holiday. And I'll be back with more hot jams before the new year. And yeah, this coming Tuesday, December 27th, I'll be playing all of my favorite tracks from the Free Music Archive from the year 2016, doing a retrospective. It'll be 3 hours long. I encourage you to tune in to the radio or the interwebs at that time, Tuesday, December 27th, noon to 3 p.m. And if you can't make it there, I'll be podcasting it. So do the download, people. All right, I'll see you soon.